We've reached now the grand finale of Unwinding Opportunities, the pizzazz of the week. Today, the invitation is to unwind your entire body. To do this, you can do it in several different ways. If you're up for it, you can lie on a bed or on the floor. You can do that right now. Literally just stretch out and make yourself comfortable. Or if it's more comfortable for you, simply remain seated in a chair. If you feel as though you've got the proper balance and stability, you can stand up while you actually do this unwinding experience, because what we're going to be doing today is unwinding the entire body. If stability or mobility is a challenge, best that you not do this standing up, but rather sitting or lying down. It can actually be pleasurable in any particular way. You might want to experiment with all three different possibilities. Whether then you happen to be standing or sitting or lying down, get set, get ready. We're about to invite your entire body to unwind. What a delicious invitation. So literally ask yourself, ask your body, what part of my body would like to move and in what direction? Perhaps a leg, perhaps an arm, perhaps your head. If you are seated, allow the top part of your body to begin moving and your head to begin moving in whatever direction your body would like to move. Perhaps rocking, perhaps swaying, perhaps gyrating or tremoring. Allow your body to speak now. Recognize as you move when you hit up against a place of resistance. Do you want to push through that place of resistance? Resist that temptation. Stop. You may need to hold that place. There will be a time when it will release and your body is ready to move again. It is a bit scary because it can feel as though your body is frozen if it has to stop. It is simply connecting with that place where trauma is trapped. If you can stay there without going into fear yourself, you are inviting the tissues and the muscles of your body to release the trauma and the tension and the stress that is trapped in that physical place. The trauma is there. It is housed in the muscles and tissues of your body. There is a reason why your body has become difficult to move. Acknowledge the trauma. Thank all of the experiences that contributed to the trauma for the lessons they have taught you now. And be thankful that those lessons have been learned and that trauma is being released now. May you continue unwinding your body if you have the opportunity and time to do so. Know that you can restart this process at any time of the day or night. Know that even if you have only a couple of minutes to spend, the result will be improved health on some level. This is something you can do for yourself. This is a way that you can love yourself. This is a way that you can acknowledge the sacredness of your physical body. This is a way to say to the trauma that is trapped in your body, I now am ready for all of this to be released. For I have much in my life to manifest, and you are not a companion in that manifestation. May the trauma in your life be released, removed, detached, ejected, and may you be shielded in the future from all stress and agonizing life experiences. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.